JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 93, The Situation of the Jews.
The situation of the Jews at the beginning of the World War was very precarious. In Germany, the Jews were destined for destruction. Many Jews had fled. They fled to Western Europe, to France, to Belgium, to Holland. Unfortunately, within a year, it would be apparent that they didn't flee far enough. A few thousand Jews made it to England. Some made it to the United States. Others made it to the land of Israel. But generally speaking, Europe was a jail for the Jews. They had nowhere to go. And this was especially true of the Jews in Poland, the Jews in Eastern Europe, who could not escape. Hungary, Romania, all had anti-Semitic regimes, allied with the Germans, all persecuted the Jews. Hitler had a free hand in whatever he wanted to do. It's not accidental that the terrible bombings of the Jewish ghettos, well, then it wasn't a ghetto yet, but the Jewish sections of Warsaw occurred on the high holidays of 1939. And the Jews were subjected immediately to all sorts of forms of discrimination, humiliation, and following on the heels of the German army were the Einsatzgruppen, who literally executed tens and tens and tens of thousands of Jews in open pits all over Poland, Lithuania, the Balkan states, wherever the German army went. The Jews really were trapped, and only heaven could save them, and it did not. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.